It's Tuesday, October 23rd, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. While communist Cuba is preparing to legalize homosexual marriage, the evangelical churches in that country are taking a firm public stance against it. According to a Reuters report, 21 evangelical denominations, including the Methodist Church, have begun collecting petitions opposing the move. Psalm 7 verse 9 says, "O let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous, you who test the minds and hearts, O righteous God." World Magazine reports that modern scientists are subverting God's design in the laboratory, as Chinese scientists produced baby mice from two mothers and no dad. The trouble is that only 29 survived out of 210 embryos. Whether these experiments will be attempted on humans is still to be determined by the brave new science in the modern world. That caravan of would-be illegal immigrants heading towards the U.S. from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador now exceeds 7,000 people by some reports, with Mexico doing little to stop them, reports TheHour.com. President Trump announced yesterday that the administration will withhold $500 million of foreign aid from the Northern Triangle nations represented by the caravan. Pew Research records 60,000 immigrants from these Central American countries in 2011. This grew to 115,000 by 2014. The U.S. Border Patrol will arrest an estimated 350,000 persons at the southern border this year. The caravan is made up mostly of young men and young women from these countries with growing populations. Guatemala's birth rate exceeds 4 as of 2010, and Honduras exceeds 3. Birth rates have exceeded American birth rates by 2 or 3 times since the 1970s. The U.S. Congress has passed a bill that would enforce feminist ideology on the U.S. Agency for International Development. Among other things, Senate Bill 2347 would stop USAID support for groups that oppose abortion and the use of contraceptive abortifacients. The bill was intended to provide women with funds so as to provide them with economic independence from their husbands and families. This week, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals is taking up the question of the pastor's housing allowance, reports Alliance Defending Freedom. A lower court ruled the housing allowance to be unconstitutional, a move that could devastate small churches in America. The atheist group, Freedom From Religion Foundation, is challenging the special deduction allowed Christian pastors on federal income tax returns. Proverbs 16:33 says, "The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing is of the Lord." God will determine the results of America's midterm elections in 2 weeks. But meanwhile, the New York Times is calling 12 Democrat U.S. Senate seats toss-ups or less than solid, and 5 Republican U.S. Senate seats toss-ups or less than solid. While they're calling Ted Cruz's Senate seat a toss-up, Real Clear Politics says Republican pro-life Senator Ted Cruz ahead of his pro-abortion Democrat competitor Beto O'Rourke by 7 points. 19,000 people packed out a stadium to hear President Trump stump for Ted Cruz at the Houston rally last night. Listen to what Trump said.
"But to continue this incredible momentum, to protect your state and your country, you need to elect a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and you need to vote for Ted Cruz."
Theaters around the country showing the movie Gosnell do not seem to appreciate the pro-life message. Hundreds of theaters dropped the movie in the last week. Producer John Sullivan told the Daily Wire, quote, "We've been the number 6 in a 15-plex, and it gets dropped this week. We've been number 9 in a 30-plex, and we're getting dropped this week," end quote. The movie has topped $2 million in box office receipts over the weekend. Proverbs 13, verse 11 says, "Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it." The U.S. Lottery Mega Millions jackpot now exceeds $2.2 billion, the largest in U.S. history, reports the New York Times. After Hurricane Michael devastated the panhandle of Florida, Samaritan's Purse has been there helping with the cleanup and rebuilding process. The Worldview spoke to Tim Haas of Samaritan's Purse about the destruction he has seen.
My assessment of Hurricane Michael is that it's widespread devastation. This devastation spreads across several states, but as we are set up here in the southern part of the panhandle of Florida, we're seeing areas, especially along the coastline, where houses used to stand, they're completely gone. It's completely flat. The only thing that's there was the concrete pad where the houses used to be. As you come inland more, in those same communities, we see lots of houses that were flooded. We also, because of the wind, see many, many houses that need roof repairs.
Stay tuned for a Worldview special report about how the body of Christ can help those in Florida and the Carolinas after the newscast. And finally, Proverbs 28:27 also reminds us that he that gives unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hides his eyes shall have many a curse. Albert Lexie, a shoe shiner at University of Pittsburgh Medical Center's Children's Hospital, spent 30 years shining shoes. After dying last Tuesday at 76 of an undisclosed health condition, he had invested $200,000 for the care of sick children, reports the Washington Times. Remarkably, he had lived on his $10,000 salary and donated all his tips to the Free Care Fund to provide for uninsured children. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, October 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. What place does the body of Christ have when there is a disaster? The Worldview talked with Tim Haas of Samaritan's Purse about how the Christian Relief Group is helping those people whose homes were in Hurricane Michael's path.
Samaritan's Purse is offering services to help in all those situations, cutting up the trees, putting temporary tarps on the roofs, mudding out these houses. So we're here for a long term. It's going to take time. It's not going to happen in a matter of weeks. It's going to be a matter of months. And at least where we are right now, it's a matter of us encouraging these homeowners.
Haas said that people are still in need of basic things like power and water.
People do not have power. People do not have water. Water is slowly coming back on, but it's a difficult situation to be in.
Haas testified that it is crucial that the Church of Jesus Christ mobilizes to help those in need after the hurricanes.
If the church does not mobilize, who is going to? If the church doesn't step up and go to help people and do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is going to do it? Is it going to be an organization that doesn't believe? Is it going to be done just in the name of humanitarian relief? This is a call for Samaritan's Purse not to go out under the umbrella of Samaritan's Purse. It's a call for us to rally the church. It's a call for us to partner with the church.
Haas said that wherever they go, they always want to partner with and support the local church.
The church existed before the storm. The church was ministering before the storm. We come into the community as their support. So Samaritan's Purse does not come in and try and take over, so that as we leave this place sometime, the church continues to minister.
Haas said that if anyone feels moved by the Lord to support the work in Florida, they can donate on their website, samaritanspurse.org.
Anyone who is moved and feels like that they need to support what we're doing, those funds can be designated and they go to that project. So funds that are designated for Michael go to the ground here, which means that it takes vehicles, it takes gasoline, it takes chainsaws, it takes parts, it takes materials for tarps, protective equipment for our volunteers to wear, gloves, masks, hats, chaps.
Haas described how Hurricane Michael has affected the people in these communities.
In a response as large and as devastating as Michael, many people here are worrying each day about how much longer it will be before the power comes on. So I hesitate to say that everyone is still in survival mode. That's what the last week has been. It's been survival mode. But I talk to people today and they say, you know, I've got MREs in my house and I've got several cases of water in my house. But what we are seeing in them is that the last 6 days, it's been a look of a little bit of shock. They're traumatized. They're discouraged, of course.
Haas said that the first 3 days after the hurricane were the toughest.
The first 2 days, 3 days afterwards, they were just worried because they couldn't communicate. They didn't know how their neighbors were doing that evacuated. They didn't know how their family was across town or in the next state. And so we're finding folks, again, little by little each day, gaining a little more hope, gaining a little more encouragement. But this is very traumatized, and it's hard to process all that they're going through. It's a long-term event for them. There's answers that won't be given or disclosed to them for weeks to come. So I would just say for all of the people that you're reaching out to, prayer support will be so important over the weeks ahead for the folks in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, even North Carolina.
Matthew 25, verses 35 through 40 seems to be fitting, as Worldview listeners have the opportunity to partner in suffering with those who have suffered after these hurricanes. May God use this to humble us and to bring the body of Christ around each other in a way that has not happened yet in Florida. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.